This is Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Hello, I am Jen Brown along with Bruce McGregor. We're happy to have on the phone line with us once again, friend of the station, staff apologist and speaker at Catholic Answers. He has a new book out. It's titled Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. Good morning to Carlo Broussard.
Good morning, Bruce and Jen.
Carlo, so good to have you with us because, well, we can guarantee we're going to have a really good discussion.
Amen to that, brother. It's always great to be on the air with you guys.
All right. Well, this is a beautiful book, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And you set forth five things, it looks like, Carlo, that we really need to prepare for. That's the truth, God, Jesus, Christianity, and the way of the Church. So tell us where the inspiration for this preparation came from.
Yeah, well, you know, Bruce and Jen, I've always seen or thought of the ministry of apologetics akin to the ministry of John the Baptist, who is that voice crying out in the wilderness to prepare a way for the Lord, right? Fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 40. Well, we are definitely in the wilderness of contemporary culture. And the ministry of apologetics, like John the Baptist, is all about clearing out the way for the Lord, removing various obstacles that people have to embracing the truth of Jesus Christ as he comes to bearing the gifts of truth in life. And those obstacles are, you know, so much for so long the ministry of apologetics is centered around the dialogue between Catholics and Protestants, where Protestants have various obstacles to embracing the truth of the Catholic faith. But obstacles abound for unbelievers as well. It may be obstacles to embracing truth itself, the very foundation of all human knowledge, right, and all things about reality. So one obstacle may very well be whether people believe so many different things, how can there be absolute truth? Or obstacles to God, how can I believe in God when there's so much evil in the world? Or how can I believe in Jesus when I can't even trust the historicity of the Gospels? How can I be a Christian when there's so many hypocrites, right? Or how can I believe in the church when it oppresses women, it's very oppressive of women? Or how can I belong to a church that hoards its wealth and covers up sex abuse scandals, etc.? So these are the types of obstacles that I coach you, the reader, in with strategies on how to remove these obstacles. And each strategy is one of the central points of each of the strategies or questions that you can ask to help guide the conversation along, to draw out ideas and expose flawed fundamental assumptions. So that's basically the inspiration of the book, John the Baptist, and preparing the way for the Lord. And sometimes it's the presence of an obstacle, such as the presence of evil in the world. Sometimes the obstacle is a lack of something, a lack of scientific evidence, or a lack of good arguments for God's existence. And our job is to fill that valley, or to lower that mountain for the unbeliever as we're evangelizing them.
I, in looking at the book, I am a believer, so I looked at it through a believer's eyes, but I can see how it's extremely helpful for those individuals who are unbelievers as well. But I also love it because in this book, I believe that the idea you're breaking down those objections for somebody maybe who is a believer who has an objection to outwardly celebrating their faith, and you give them lots of strategies in this book.
That's right, yeah. So the book is primarily for you, the Catholic, who's going to be rubbing shoulders and elbows with the unbeliever in contemporary culture. And I'm instructing you and coaching you with strategies on how to remove some of these obstacles that the unbeliever is going to express that he or she is facing when they begin telling their story of why they don't believe in God or don't believe in Jesus. But the book could also be beneficial for the unbeliever as well, or even a Catholic who has some of these objections, is struggling with some of these obstacles. As long as, you know, that individual recognizes that the book is primarily written as sort of a coaching manual, right, a manual to coach the Catholic in evangelizing, if they can sort of get past that initial idea, the book can still be beneficial for that person because the book contains the various answers to some of the objections that an individual might have to embracing truth, the truth about God, Jesus, Christianity, or the church. So it's primarily a coaching manual for evangelizing Catholics, but it can also be beneficial for those who are struggling with the obstacles themselves.
Now, Carla Broussard, we're on the phone line with you, and we're talking about your book, Prepare the Way, this coaching manual. As many people know, you're a Catholic apologist on Catholic Answers. You do this on a regular basis on a show where you get to talk about these things, coach people through, because they call you directly and ask you these questions. Have you heard?
That's right.
Have you heard from people who have used these strategies that you've given out and in their lives and put them into motion?
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't received a phone call in particular that says, hey, this particular strategy really helped me out. Yet, that is. But I do know from the testimony of other apologists who have engaged these strategies and tested them on unbelievers. And then also, too, knowing that, you know, you hear the conversion story of unbelievers who have come into the faith, and they tell their story of the objections that they face and how they overcame those objections. So these objections are prevalent among unbelievers, not only in my own personal conversations. I was just on an airplane the other day talking to a lady going to give a talk, and she saw what I was reading. It was my manuscript. So she asked what it was about, and I began to tell her, and the problem of evil came up. So she struggled with the problem of evil, and I was able to give her a few insights, a few things here and there to perhaps help her and plant some seeds to help her deal with the problem of evil. So these obstacles, unbelievers have these obstacles. These obstacles are prevalent among many unbelievers, both from my own personal experience and conversation, but also, too, with regard to those who have struggled and have overcome those obstacles and who have converted to truth and to theism and to Christianity and ultimately to Catholicism. So these strategies indeed do work based upon the testimony of others who have employed them in their evangelistic efforts. And in my book, I simply wanted to categorize them, to catalog them, so that the reader can have them handy, assimilate them into their own thought process, and have something to draw from when they're engaging the unbeliever in contemporary culture.
All right, Carla Broussard with us today, staff apologist and speaker from Catholic Answers. As new book, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And, Carla, would you say that it's probably an essential first step when you're doing apologetics and evangelization, if you're going to sit down and talk to folks, singular or maybe in a group, to listen with an open mind? Say, you know, we're going to have a nice discussion here, but first you're going to open your mind, okay?
Yeah, both and, right? Both
yes.
Myself having an open mind as well as the person to whom I'm talking having an open mind. Yeah, because fundamentally, Bruce and Jan, if somebody's not willing to reason about stuff and they just say, well, I don't give a you know what, or I don't care, or whatever, you know, well, then obviously you can't have a conversation with somebody who's not willing to reason through these things, right?
Yeah.
So this book is for those who are willing to engage in the conversation, for a Catholic who has a person they're evangelizing who actually is willing to actually engage in a reasonable discourse, right? So we, indeed, Bruce, we both have to have an open mind. And you bring up a key point, namely listening. We, as the evangelizer, Bruce and Jen, have to be willing to listen to the individual to find out which obstacle they're facing, right? So this is why I categorize the book with, you know, how can I believe in God when there's so much evil in the world? How can I believe in truth when people believe so many different things? So we have to be listening as the person is telling their story to find out, okay, well, what's the obstacle? What is stopping them or impeding that person from embracing truth, from embracing the truth about God, Jesus, Christianity, and the church? And that we can only decipher or abstract that information if we're listening to them as they tell their story, trying to find out, you know, fill in the blank. How can I believe in God when, right? It could be the problem of evil. It can be the lack of scientific evidence. It could be the lack of philosophical evidence. You name it. But we have to listen in order to know, you know, as one person, one apologist once said, I think my mentor and boss, Tim Staples, often says, you know, find out where they're itching so you can scratch it.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, and I love what you said, Carla, because what you have here with this book, Prepare the Way, you have a catalog for the believer, the evangelizer. You have a go-to. So when you do listen, you can give an answer.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we have to equip ourselves. We have to have arrows in the quiver, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have to be on the lookout for the right target, for the right, and once we know what the target is, then we know which arrow to use in order to hit that target. And that's what the book does. It catalogs the various common objections from unbelievers and then provides ways to overcome those objections and obstacles, to answer them. And the book is primarily, as I said, for Catholics who are doing the evangelizing, but also helpful for those who are struggling with the obstacles themselves. And it's a catalog of objections from unbelievers, which is unique in the collection of Catholic apologetic books, because for so long in the ministry of apologetics, apologetics is always centered, I think, as I said at the outset of the show, around the Catholic-Protestant dialogue.
Right.
You have several books that catalog Protestant obstacles, but this book catalogs obstacles that unbelievers will face, which Catholics need to be equipped with the right information to help those people overcome those obstacles, because we are living in an age where unbelief is on the rise. So this is basically apologetics for an age of unbelief.
Yeah. Well, Carlo, you do a great job on it, and I will say in looking through the five parts of this book, you don't sidestep any of the tough stuff whatsoever, you know, just looking at questions people have about the church. How can I join a church that's superstitious, has boring rules, has boring rituals, so many rules, hates gay people, a church that abuses children, covers it up, hoards its wealth, and a church that doesn't respect a woman's right to choose? These are some tough topics.
Yeah, you know, these are obstacles that unbelievers face to the church, which are unique. You know, Protestants face their own unique obstacles to embracing the truth of Catholicism. But unbelievers have their unique obstacles as well. And some of the obstacles you just listed there, Bruce, and I coach you in strategies to how to remove those obstacles. Now, some of them actually overlap with Protestant obstacles, such as relics and sacramentals, you know, or rituals, ritualistic worship of Catholicism, or the rules, right? And so those are obstacles that overlap with Protestants. So that section of the book can be beneficial for someone who's not only evangelizing unbelievers, but evangelizing Protestants as well. And so what that section does is it doesn't prove the truth of the Catholic faith. That's for another book at another time, and there's a plethora of books out there. But what that section of the book does, Bruce and Jen, is try to remove, because, listen, an unbeliever is not going to consider the truth of Catholicism if all of these things are blocking his or her view, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
If all of these things are standing in the way. So the point of that section of the book is to try to get this stuff out the way so that the unbeliever would be properly disposed and in a better position to begin looking at the truth of Catholicism and the claims of Catholicism, which would require, you know, exegesis of the scriptural text and theology and all of the stuff that we do within the Catholic-Protestant dialogue.
Carlo Broussard on the phone line with us this morning. Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And as one thing that Bruce and I know in many interviews that we get the opportunity to do, the problem with evil is something that comes up time and time again. It is a problem with non-belief in the world today, as you well know, Carlo. And so we have a couple of minutes left, and we were hoping maybe that you could tackle that, the problem with evil, and as you do in the book here as well.
Yeah, well, fundamentally, there's a philosophical approach and then the theological approach. So the philosophical approach, Bruce and Jen, basically seeks out to show that evil is not logically incompatible with God, that logically we can reasonably come to a conclusion that an all-good God can exist and evil can be present in the world as well. And the fundamental reasoning behind that is that if God exists, he's infinite in power. And if an infinite in power, well, then there's no good that he couldn't bring about from his permission of some evil. And just because we can't see a good that he could possibly bring about from an evil, it doesn't follow there is no good. And we would expect that as finite, limited human beings, we would not be able to see some good that he might bring about from some permitted evil in this life. So that's a philosophical approach. And then furthermore, I address the problem with so much, you know, pointless suffering. Well, once again, how do you know it's pointless, right? The only way you could know it's pointless is you were infinite in knowledge like God is, but obviously we're not. We're limited in our knowledge. So we can't possibly know, we cannot possibly know that there is no good that God will bring about. Given that he's infinite in power, he can and will bring about a greater good. Now, that's the philosophical approach, and that leaves one kind of this kind of cold and dry, right? So how does one embrace suffering and go through the darkness of suffering without being entrapped in the death grip of despair and depression? Well, that's where the revelation of Jesus Christ comes in. And Jesus reveals to us that he's taken a discordant note in a messed up song, right? And he's creating a whole new symphony where he imbues suffering with salvific value. That is, if we suffer in and through and with Jesus Christ, that suffering has salvific value, not only for my own soul, but the souls of others. So suffering becomes, can become, the very ladder by which we attain the perfection of human happiness in the heavenly glory. And that sounds weird to modern ears, mm-hmm. but through the Christian lens, we see that it makes perfect sense through in the logic of love.
Right. Well, Carlo, we've really kind of scratched the surface on this book.
Amen.
It is, it's amazing, all the preparation that you can do for truth, preparing for the way of God, for Jesus. We didn't even discuss that, Christianity, and of course, the way of the church. And there's a lot of great ammunition here to help budding evangelists out there to be able to tackle, as I said before, some of the really tough stuff that's out there on all of these planes that that you discuss in this book. So well done.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate that.
Carla Broussard with us again this morning. So always so wonderful to hear from you. Your voice is such a delight.
Thank you, Jen. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys as well. God bless you both.
All right. Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church is the new book from staff apologist at Catholic Answers, Carlo Broussard. And if people want to know more about this book, Carlo, where can they go do that?
They can actually go to shop.catholic.com. That's the primary place to get the book. They can also get it on Amazon as well. But the primary place, shop.catholic.com. And then they can always follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, as well as my website, carlobroussard.com.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Carlo. You have a wonderful day. Tell everybody at Catholic Answers we said hi.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
All righty. Bye-bye.
We'll be listening for you on Catholic Answers Live.
Thank you.
All right. Carlo Broussard with us.